This is Relationship, a podcast presenting a gay look at traditional relationships and values.
With your hosts, the Cratellis. I'm Marco.
And I'm Tony.
Break, break it. 911, somebody come get this bitch. Thinking you a star on the rise, you got time to reply. Don't lie, you can eat my shit. You can lend me five little on the side, look, couple thigh, you can fix my whip. How you switch sides on it? Who was down with you? Fry, you give. But so this is a really hard one to do because of the end. Yeah, it's a lot. So I could go into and say, you know, I never did you wrong, even though I'm right here by the phone, dog. You know, you never used to call. Keep it that way now. I treat you like you're dead right now. I'm on your head right now. You wanna fuck with me so bad right now. Well, now you can't right now. Oh. I love that song.
Lil Nas X.
Lil Nas Y. Yeah, I do realize what that song is talking about at the very beginning, but there's a lot of N-words that are thrown at the very beginning of it. There are a lot of words I will say, but that is one of them that I will not say. With a microphone in front of me. Yes, I only really say it in the context of song lyrics.
But that's not true. I've heard you use it before.
I mean, it depends. So, like, if I'm talking about topics related to amongst Black people, related to, you know, where that word is necessary, then yes, I will definitely say it. Yes. But that's about it. But anyways, hi, how are you?
I will. How's you?
I'm alive. Happy post Thanksgiving.
Yes, I'm still full.
Are you?
Yes.
We didn't really eat that much.
I know, but there's so many leftovers and I'm still full.
We cooked and cooked and cooked and cooked.
Show did.
And it was great. It was delicious.
It was de-rish.
Let me tell you, my sweet potato pie, that has been getting like gold stars all the way around.
It was very good.
It was a very delicious sweet tater pie. Mm-hmm. Sweet tater pie. As a matter of fact, there's a slice left. I think I'm going to have some.
Excuses for a moment.
Yeah, right. We're taking a break.
Pie break.
Elevator music. So we cooked and we did all that good stuff. You got a PS5.
I sure did. Go me.
Yeah.
Yay!
I got some new Converse.
Yes, you did. Go Yay, you.
Go me. Yeah. And we had fun. We went into the city for a little bit yesterday and ate some of the best chicken wings I've ever had in my entire life.
An Irish pub is always the way to go.
We have to go back there.
Okay.
Those wings were fucking amazing.
They were
and
delicious.
So was our waitress. Shout out to her. She was lovely.
She was lovely.
She was super sweet. We enjoyed her.
It was a nice time running around the city.
Yeah, we had to go. I don't. If you guys know us, anybody that's close to us, you know that for our anniversary, the gift that Tony gives to me, the only gift that I require is I just want to commemorate the years that we've been married. So every year, Tony puts another diamond into my wedding band. Months later, it's been a month at this point, we finally went to our jeweler and had him put the diamond in there. So my ring is not with me this week because he's taking care of all of this. So I'm ringless right now. I ain't got no rings on.
Marco's single for the week, y'all.
Hey.
Shoot your shot.
Exactly. Hit me up in the DMs, girls. So we did that. We ran into the city to go do that. I did a little bit of Black Friday shopping. Mm-hmm. You did too. We went to Best Buy. You got some games and stuff like that, which was fun.
Kind of furnished that PS5.
Yeah. I got a little bit of I did a little bit of clothes shopping. Nothing that I said that I was going to go shop for. No. I realize I have no shirts in my closet. Like all of my closet is full of like pants. I have a lot of pants
and sweaters
and then sweaters. And so I was trying to do something different where, you know, I was like, oh, like let me get like some shirts because like I have no shirts. And then I went on and did some shopping and bought a new coat that I didn't need, a shacket, which is another piece of outerwear essentially, and then this really cute, it's like a It's like a sweater hoodie and sweater joggers, which is really exciting. So I can't wait to wear that bitch because that is going to be so cozy and fun.
Your little co-ord.
Yeah. And then I got a pair of corduroy pants. So none of those things were a shirt.
Not a one.
Not a single one of those things were
for
a shirt.
For those keeping track.
Yeah. So I don't know what happened, but it is what it is. I have a lot of sweaters, so I think I'm good. I have a lot of, I'll get through this winter. It's cold outside, by the way.
It was freezing. We did a lot of walking.
Yeah. It was cold yesterday when we went out, and I had to take the dog out this morning, and it was freezing. It was super cold outside.
Yeah. I'll be bundling up to run my other errands.
Yeah. It was very, 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 very chilly. Mm-hmm. But we're alive. Yay. Anything else to report? Nothing else has been going on with us, right?
No, we swapped out everything we got rid of Thanksgiving and brought in Christmas.
Yeah, it's officially Christmas in the Critelli household. Mm-hmm. We'll post some pictures of our Christmas tree because she's cute.
She's very adorable.
She's very cute.
We have to get our ornament for the year.
We do. Our little tree that could. Mm-hmm. It's super cute. We like it. I'm liking the vibe that we got going on right now. And then it's funny. I was just showing Tony before we even started recording. Facebook sent us a memory from a year ago of like when we moved into this apartment because it literally was a year ago at this point. And the way the bedroom looked at that point in time, so bare, walls just bland,
basic
Wonder Bread walls. Wonder Bread walls. It was terrible. It was very quiet and very like minimal.
It wasn't as fully appointed as it is now.
Yes, but now we're thriving in this here apartment. She's cute. I like it.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, and then we're just preparing. I think my father's coming to stay with us for a little while, which is exciting.
That will be fun.
I'm very into that idea.
Yeah, I like your dad.
I love my dad. Mm-hmm. And he is Mr. Fix-It and will take care of so many great things around this apartment.
Yeah, we're going to have to break some stuff.
Yes. Hopefully our landlord does not hear this. But yeah, he is great, like especially as it relates to the car. So anything we need to get taken care of for the car.
Dad's that's the part I'm looking forward to.
Dad's got it taken care of. And he'll teach you a lot about like what we need to look at and what needs to be taken care of and all that good stuff like that. He's great like that. So it's kind of exciting. It's like that weird in between Thanksgiving and Christmas time frame. So like nothing makes sense anymore. Up is down. Down is up. Like it's like we need to go Christmas shopping. We've already had some peppermint mocha. Like, you know, like things are just like all over the place right now. It's kind of a weird time. Oh my God. I just remembered I can start having candy canes in my coffee moving forward.
Yeah, because you're not allowed the rest of the year.
No, it doesn't make any sense during summer. It doesn't make any sense. Who does that?
You're funny.
But it's really good, you guys. If you take like literally black coffee, because I only drink black coffee, you know, black like my soul. I literally just put like a half of a candy cane inside of it. And it like kind of melts into the coffee. And it's like delicious. So it's got a little bit of sweetness. It's got that peppermint in it. It's just amazing. Mm-hmm. I love it.
You are a fan.
It's so good. So now it'll be like a vanilla peppermint. Oh my God, that's going to be delicious. Why haven't I been doing that? I completely forgot about them.
I'm sure we still have some candy canes from last time up there.
No, I have an entire box full of them from last winter, which is, I mean, they're fine, right?
Oh yeah. Yes. None of that's real.
The other thing we did was we went into a retailer whose name I'm not going to mention on here, but I got, because I really very much so care about the way the apartment smells. It's like my favorite thing. And I've never been like a, you know, like a, I gotta have like winter scents in my apartment kind of girl. Like that's just not who I am. But then at the same time, like during the summer, I'm like all about lemon. I want it to smell clean. I want it to smell fresh. Like I just want it to be like right around here. And so we went to go get, I have these plugins throughout the entire apartment. And so I wanted to get something that smelled nice for the apartment. And I was just thinking that we would get something like super clean, like, you know, something nice just for the apartment. I couldn't do lemon because it's not summer anymore. So I wanted something good. Bit deeper, and we found this really amazing, almost piney scented one that is so, it literally smells like a Christmas tree fart in here. I'm obsessed with it.
I definitely thought you said Christmas tree farted in here.
How do you know I didn't?
Toot toot, happy holidays.
I mean, I think a Christmas tree fart would smell like pine, so like
you'd be surprised.
So I feel like yes, I did say that. But it's really good. So it like smells all, it's like, it's very wintry in here right now. It's very cozy.
Mm-hmm, and
like,
it's nice.
We should get like a fake fireplace to put in here somewhere.
So about that hashtag QRG.
So we could roast some chestnuts.
No. Moving on.
No, I'm not. Where would we put a fake fireplace, Tony? Where?
Where indeed, Marco? Where?
Where would we put it? So yeah, that's all that's been going on in Critelliville. Like we haven't really been up to a whole lot.
No.
We're doing
holidays, shopping, chill.
We're doing 30 days of sober in December. Yep. So we're
no drinky drinks.
No drinking anything at all in the month of December. Just
till New Year's.
Yeah. Just we'll reward ourselves on New Year's with some champagne.
Champagne.
But yeah, no, we just decided to cleanse these temples that during the month
of
December.
That is not what I called it.
Your body? No, your body. Mine is a temple. Yours.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Marco. Finish that sentence.
A treehouse.
Good save.
That's what yours is. Mine is a temple. Yours is a treehouse.
Moving on.
A rent-controlled apartment. That's... Now, you don't like that very much?
I just want to move on. Yeah.
What's new, Tony? What's new? Gosh, every week we're going into our hashtag queer relationship goals in case anybody was wondering. Every week, Tony and I will pick a wonderful queer couple and highlight them as our hashtag queer relationship goals. Our hope is to bring these relationships to the forefront and give a sense of positivity and perspective to the queer relationship narrative. If you and your partner are interested in becoming our hashtag queer relationship goals, or if there is a queer relationship that you admire and would like to bring to our attention, please reach out to us. Tag us on your couple's photos on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter. Our handle is @podrelationship. Tony and I will take a look at these photos and posts and could potentially highlight you and your partner on an episode of the podcast. This week, if Tony is awake enough to do this, we are going to highlight a really cute queer couple. Are you awake yet?
Why wouldn't I be awake?
I don't know. You've been sleeping. Are you awake?
I'm awake.
Are you caffeinated? You feeling good?
I'm good.
Awesome. So this week, I'm obsessed with this couple. They're cuties.
They're adorable. They're beautiful.
They're YouTubers. They are adorable together. They're funny. They're the gals that you can tell you want to be friends with.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I need to be friends with them. That needs to happen. And of course, we are talking about the lovely relationship of Tina and Toya. They are on Instagram @find_her_keep_her. So that's find her, keep her. I love them.
Yeah, they are gorgeous and hilarious, and they travel a lot, and they're clearly goofy and into each other. Mm. I am a fan. This is probably one of your best finds.
I know, right? Mm-hmm. I'm good at what I do.
Stalking innocent people on Facebook.
Correct. Correct. No, I love them so much. First of all, love the locks, love the natural hair, love mm-hmm. everything about it. Like, they're just beautiful. And then they just are gorgeous. Their faces, and like, they are just beautiful women.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
And their bodies, yeah.
Beautiful bodies, mm-hmm. beautiful skin. Everything mm-hmm. is just gorgeous with them. Beautiful smiles.
Yeah, stunning.
They're absolutely beautiful. Like, everything about them is just stunning, and they're just fun. Mm-hmm. I don't know. And they just love each other too. And that's one, I mean, obviously that's like our number one criteria is mm-hmm. like, when we look at your photos, can we see nothing but love?
Right.
And I think that we can't, like, the smiles alone show that, like, they just really enjoy being around one another.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're goofy. And they just, like, get goofy on all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I love it. They are just so clearly super into each other.
Yeah.
And not the least bit ashamed of it.
No. Mm-hmm. They're YouTubers. So you definitely have to check them out. When you go to their Instagram page, they have the link to their YouTube page in there. So check it out. And they also have the links to their personal pages, which you can check out as well. But their couples page is @find_her_keep_her. I love them. I like, again, this is like relationship goals right here. Like, mm-hmm. this is literally, this is it.
Yeah.
This is what we aspire to.
And you know, I'm a fan of anyone who says that they're a mental health advocate.
100%. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're just amazing. I like I said, I love them. And then there's their wedding photos of them in their gorgeous dresses. And I just love them so much. I love them so much. This is black love right here, y'all. And I love it.
Black lesbian love.
Black lesbian love. Everything. They like hitting on all cylinders. All cylinders. They are wives. They're YouTubers. They're bad bitches. They're like, everything
puppy
about
moms.
Them. They're puppy moms. Everything about them is just what life is supposed to be.
Yeah. Check them out.
I love them. So yes, definitely check them out on Instagram. Again, their handle is @find_her_keep_her. And this is the gorgeous relationship of Tina and Toya. So check them out on Instagram, double tap them, show them some love. We all need to become friends at some point in time because I need to find out how to get like them. Like, how do I hit bad bitch status like this? Because they obviously have all the secrets, so I want them to share it. So I love them. So yes, check them out on YouTube. Let them know the Critelli sent you. Double tap them. Fall in love with them because we are in love with them and we know we have good taste. So...
wow.
And so we know y'all will like them too. So check them out and that'll be great. We are going to take a short break, but we'll be back in just a bit. Hey, y'all. We just wanted to take a quick second to talk about our favorite grooming brand and the number one shave brand in Italy, Parasso.
Whether you want a smooth, barber-quality shave or you need to give your beard the proper TLC, Parasso has you covered.
Their range of shave formulas address your specific beard and skin type, giving you a comfortable, consistent shave every single time.
Or for any stage of beard growth, Parasso has the perfect items for you. With 4 different scents to choose from, the beard care products leave your facial hair looking, feeling, and smelling great.
It's so true. I'm actually very prone to ingrown hairs and razor bumps. And so I've been actually using the Parasso Red line, which is the coarse beard and nourishing line. I love it so much because it's infused with sandalwood and shea butter. And so that not only like softens my hair, but it helps prevent ingrown hairs and things of that nature. So my skin is left feeling and like looking absolutely smooth. It gives me a super close shave and I love the smell of sandalwood and it leaves me smelling really, really nice.
It's great. I keep either a low to medium sized beard. And so I love, and you'll have heard me say this before, the wooden spice products. I'm always more of the woody and spicy person as opposed to the citrusy. And I really like, it's just this robust scent that is always like, it's clean, but it's like very manly. And I just love it. I wear it every single day. And sometimes I use both the balm and the oil.
Oh, I love that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if you want to experience an Italian shave right from your own bathroom or your beard needs some extra attention, head to Parasso-USA.com right now and snag some Parasso shave or beard items made for your particular skin or beard needs.
That's Parasso-USA.com. And at checkout, use code RELATIONSHIT15 for all your purchases today.
Get 15% off your purchase today at Parasso-USA.com when you use code RELATIONSHIT15 at checkout.
Up your shave or beard game with Parasso today, and don't forget to tell them the Critelli sent you.
Bye! Alright, y'all. So, this is going to be a different kind of week. Normally at this time, Tony and I would have a conversation about some sort of relationship topic that we are addressing and trying to work our way through and kind of give y'all some guidance on, but it's a holiday week. We're lazy as fuck. Yeah, that is the truth right there. So
we'll always be honest with you.
We'll always be honest. Yeah, I know. There's a little bit of us being lazy, but then also it's a holiday week and it was just super challenging to try to do everything that we needed to do to try to be able to create this content correctly. And we never like to half-ass do anything. So with that, we decided what we're going to do is... give you some extra content that some of y'all may not even be super duper aware of. So what normally happens is during a listener situations week, Tony and I, for our Patreon members, record this cute little segment that we've dubbed Critelli Crap. And on Critelli Crap, what we do is we pretend as though we are a listener and podcaster, and we have a relationship problem that the podcaster is then going to give unbiased sometimes
guidance. Never
guidance on the topic, and we just kind of work our way through it to see if we can fix our real-time relationship problems, which is really exciting. So it's a fun segment. It's actually probably one of my favorite things that we do on the podcast, because I think it gives us an opportunity to let y'all know about how real Tony and I are in terms of this relationship and the shit that we have going on behind the microphone, right? I think it's an opportunity for us to be somewhat candid and a little bit raw, and let y'all know. So, I mean, a lot of the Critelli craps end in us not liking each other or saying shit to one another, you know, or being kind of bickery
catty
to one another and stuff like that. A lot of it ends up like that, which is real. It's real. And to your point, Tony, I think that's who we always are going to be, is real and authentic. And I really enjoy doing it. That's why I think it's one of my favorites. What do you think about it?
Oh, it's always a tough segment. It's tough because if you're the one submitting the question, you don't want to poke the bear too hard.
Yeah.
But if you're also the one on the receiving end of it, it's like, oh God, what's he going to say this week?
Yeah, you never know. You never know.
It's a heavily anxiety-inducing segment.
It is.
No matter which side you're on.
It is. It really is. And it's challenging.
But it's real and it's true and it's us.
Yeah, it is us. And it's loving. We do it with love. Like everything that, you know, with.
Oh,
like
I don't know. I often fail at that.
Yes, you do. but like sometimes, I don't know. It's interesting. Like, again, sometimes, you know, we come at it, you know, very silly and, you know, we want to make it lighthearted and have a good time. And then sometimes it's like, no, this is really what's going on. And I really want to talk about it. And I don't know that we're going to fix it in this segment, but at least I got to say what needed to be said. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, the other person can swish it around in their mouth a little bit, you know, and kind of think about what that tastes like and how that feels and what's going on. And that is what I really appreciate it. So with that said, that's the longest introduction known to man. With that said, what Tony and I did was on this episode, we are giving y'all some Critelli crap. We are going through and we picked 4 months worth of Critelli crap that we thought was very interesting and fun. Some of them, again, are a little slap happy and a good time. And then a couple of them are a little bit heavier with like real life situations and things to talk about for y'all to listen to. So check them out and listen to it. And if you're not a Patreon member, then bitch, you are missing out, because we do this every single month. Hopefully this motivates y'all to become a patron, listen to a little bit more of this content and get to hear a little bit more from us. That is patreon.com/podrelationship. So go check that out. We have, you know, Critelli crap as well as some other really great segments like Shit Thrown at You and Guests Take on Shit and things of that nature. That's such a good time. So definitely do that. And without further ado, we are going to bring y'all some Critelli crap.
Here it comes. All right. I have a very difficult, challenging question for you this week that may cause an emotional response.
Well, let's hear it.
Are you ready?
Sure.
Dear relationship.
Wow.
My name is Tony, and I have a husband who is definitely not the co-host of this show. And I would like to know some fun ways to make him even more happy. My husband, who's not the person sitting across from me answering this question right now. That's my listener situation.
This is very general.
No, it's specific. I would like to know some. Okay, let me add a little more content. Oh, my husband and I have got a car, and we've been doing some really fun things together, like going out of the city, going places with our friends, taking longer weekends, taking short trips, and it's been making him very happy. I know he's been cooped up in the house, has been stuck because of COVID. He's a very social person, and so that's not good for him. Specifically, though, I want to know what other fun things he and I can do as a couple, because I've really been enjoying them, and I'm curious to know what he might like to do.
Ooh.
Question to the person who is not my husband.
You're so proud of yourself for that, aren't you?
I'm adorable.
Are you?
I am.
Okay. Well, listener, that is not my husband. The first thing that I would suggest is a thing that I suggest to all the couples that I work with. To talk to your partner, mm-hmm. see what he would like, see what your husband would like. I think trying to, but also I think let me rewind. So yes, talk to him, see what he would really enjoy doing, get an idea, get a feel for it, see how that can work. And see where his mind is at in terms of like adventures and things of that nature, and see what can happen. You know, I'm glad to hear that you are recognizing that he is enjoying all of these things, and that it's making him very happy. And there's nothing more special than you as a partner wanting to continually to make him happy, to continue to make him happy. So stay on that road. Pun intended. You said you have a car and all that good stuff. Anyways, that being said, continue to do that. Strive for that. I think that that is beautiful. The next thing that I would suggest is try not to overthink it, and just sometimes there is magic in just getting up and going, if that makes any sense. So find ways to have adventures. I don't know, maybe there's a tool or something that your partner could or could not have purchased at some point in time that lets the adventures come without your knowledge and gives you the ability to go out and have those adventures yourself. I don't know. I'm just saying adventure. But
we should book something, is what you're saying. An adventure should be booked.
Correct.
I seem to recall not too long ago on a show that there was this adventure book that someone bought.
I mean, that's a great idea. I'm glad you came up with that.
So, gosh, you're good at giving advice for people you don't know, not my husband.
That is what I've been told before.
By people who are not your husband.
Correct. Correct. But see what that looks like and see how those adventures and see what kind of smiles and laughter those can bring to your face. I'm curious, and you're not able to answer this question because you are
writing in and not here right now.
Not here right now at all. But if your husband is a person that does not like surprises, it might be super helpful to just kind of collaborate with him from a listening standpoint, not from a not from an opposition standpoint, right? And so maybe it will help to collect a couple of ideas and then present them to him and say, hey, I have these few ideas that I think I want to do with you over the next weekend or something of that nature. Which one sounds more appealing to you? That way it feels a little bit more collaborative. You've done your research. You haven't overthought it. And it seems like it can be fun and super simple and to the point. And then at the same time, just get up and go. Make no stipulations behind it. Make no fine print on how it is done, but just have fun. Think about all of the little things. Like, I don't know if you have an animal or anything that might need to be watched or anything of that, or if the animal is coming with you or any of those things. Like, just think about those things as a whole. But it sounds fun. And I must say, as a therapist that is listening to this, and not being able to help you, not a therapist, not a professional, that it could be super helpful, and I think it's super lovely that you want to continue with doing this, and I wish you the best of luck with doing it.
I wish I could say thanks, but you can't hear me
at all.
P.S. Oh, you just discovered there was a P.S.
If you, called into my private number, I might be able to help you one-on-one. But here's my card. Let me know if I
constantly trying to call into your private number.
Oh, good Lord. Not supposed to fall in love with your therapist.
Not a therapist.
Fine, your counselor.
You're not that either. You're not my coach. Aren't I though? No, you ain't licensed in shit.
Oh, I've got a license already.
In shit.
Don't talk about yourself like that. I won't allow it. So I hope that helps.
Yes, it does.
Cool. Hello, pod relationship. My name is Gregor A. And I have this husband, and I love him. He's wonderful. Annoys me very often, but legally I'm bound to it. Where my problem comes in is his awful taste for shoes. He just recently bought a pair of shoes, and when I tell you they are the oldest man shoes I've ever seen in my entire life, and he knows that I wasn't gonna like them, so that's why he bought them without even asking me about them. It is very fascinating to me. I say this with a smile on my face, and I'm actually laughing about it. I'm happy that he is getting what he wants, but how do I teach my husband taste without taking away from his likes and actually feeling as though we can collaborate on things that he might get, even though he likes to do it without consulting with me?
This is a tough one.
Mind you, the shoes are not that cute.
This is a very tough one. My first question, and unfortunately you're writing into a show, so you can't say anything back to me. My first question would be, what was the purpose of those shoes? Was it to be presentable and look good and be passion-y and show taste? Or was it to just have some crap to slip on to take the dog out? Because there's a difference. There's a difference there.
I will only interrupt.
I can't hear you because you only wrote in and that was it. That's it. The recording is over.
Except you laughed when I said things.
It's the darndest thing. I can't hear anything.
The only thing I will say is that as someone who wears clothes and likes clothes and also likes things that are functional and fashionable at the same time, I really do appreciate that collision. Had he asked me those things, I would have probably been able to help him find that collision as well. But anyways, continue.
I also think that there's a difference between a battle and a war. And so is your husband exhibiting a commitment to more routine upkeep for the way that he looks, an investment in a particular look while he's at work, a commitment to buying certain things that he's already expressed and actually followed through with on a couple of occasions? If that's the case, then you're talking about the difference between a battle and a war. And I hate to use that because it's not that you're fighting, but you're changing something in a bigger way. And sometimes there are little setbacks, things that maybe don't seem like they're headed in that direction. But if you stop and take a look at the bigger picture about the things that are not just really quickly, comfortably throwing something on, then you might see that the overall trajectory is going in the direction that you want. The other thing that I would say is that if your husband didn't care about the shoes that he was just throwing on to take out the dog in the first place...
You're making assumptions because I never said that the shoes
were... Okay, well, we've already established that. If those shoes were just... If the shoes that he had, which he might have two different pairs that he feels he can use in those occasions, if he didn't feel like he needed to replace those, and what you had said to him was that he should get a pair of slip-on shoes that aren't old and beat up, and then that's what he did, even though they're not the taste that you would like, that, I think, is still new behavior, too. Because I would think, if I had to guess, and I don't know, I don't have access to his closet, but if I did have access to his closet, I might think that the shoes in question were many, many, many years old. And so to go for many, 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 many years and not buy the new ones, and then to say that he's making a commitment to changing that, and then did buy new shoes, even though they're not the ones you like, but did buy the new shoes, again, I would think that is a drop in the correct bucket, not a swimming in the same old pool.
So again, I think that there's a lot of assumptions that are being made, and I am lovingly and laughingly presenting this quote unquote problem. It's not an actual problem, because at the end of the day, like, I am not fighting about something of this nature any longer because I can't. But I will say that even me making that statement is part of a larger problem, where me, as somebody who has insight and or input about something, still manages to not be someone that he will consult with to do things because he wants to just do them himself and not engage in me in the, at all regarding the situation. And that is more of the issue that I have with it than anything else.
Did your husband ask you zero questions?
Zero.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
I wasn't there, but if I was, I might remember asking if a couple of brands were okay or not.
Did my husband ask me about the brand that he decided to purchase? Whether or not that was the one to go with, or did he do it regardless? Did he do it without consulting with me?
My question was, you said your problem is that your husband is not involving you. My question was, did your husband ask you zero questions?
He asked me like two.
Okay.
None that was pertinent to the actual purchase of what he ended up making a decision on.
So he asked
on.
You about like crackers and the park and
essentially. Yeah, he essentially. You know, since we're splitting hairs, no, he asked me, because I gave him a particular brand. When he saw the price tag on them, he no longer was interested in it. And then he asked me about a brand, which was Lugs, which I was like, absolutely not, like, no, don't do that. And then he ended up purchasing Skechers, which again, I know that the reason why he didn't ask me about it was because he knew that I would have an aversion to Skechers, which is why he purchased them without talking to me about it. I'm not dumb. And so, again, that is one of those things that is, it's fine. I'm not going to argue about the situation. And
clearly.
But it's because I just, at the end of the day, don't necessarily care. What my issue is that this is, again, part of a bigger problem, is that, like, yeah, like, I don't tell me that you're looking for something that's thrown and or comfortable and then not decide to ask me about them or actually, like, have the two of us have a conversation about what some options could potentially be, because I could have given some other options if the first option wasn't necessarily it. So I get, like I said, I get what happened. And again, I'm not, it is what it is, but I can't help but recognize the decisions that he made surrounding the whole scenario and how he purposely chose to keep me out of the decision-making process and how I would have never decided on those shoes to begin with. So it's like, it's fascinating to me. So, but yeah, any tips or tricks on how to get him to, I don't know, value my opinion on things?
I mean, it doesn't sound like you're meeting him halfway. It sounds like you proposed something that you knew was going to be something he wasn't going to be too into because of the price point. I mean, if you're able to infer that without you yourself having talked to him, then it sounds like you already know what's going on. So if that's the case and you know he chose a pair because of the price point, then that might be something to start with, is saying, here's the price point, here's what really good looks like, here's what okay looks like, here's what not good looks like, and here's why. That can be one thing. Like, offering expertise as options to someone instead of telling them what they should do, when especially when they're trying to learn themselves, that might be a good tip. That's a trip. That's a tip and a trick in one. That might be helpful. I mean, I think that's the big one. That's the really big one.
So it's my fault.
No, you asked me for a tip or a trick, and I gave you one.
Okay, cool. Okay. All righty. Well, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Dear relationship, longtime listener, big fan, think Tony is hilarious.
Oh, this is spam, I can tell.
Hope I don't end up in the junk box.
Definitely junk.
My situation is this. I've recently come into a much better position, but it is very...
Reverse cowgirl?
Oh, Jesus. I hope one day to finish my question. That's my situation. Ooh. I hope to finish a sentence. Help me.
Make the sentences more, I don't know, exciting.
And then, suddenly, without warning. So here's my situation. I've recently come into a bigger position, which has caused me a great deal of stress and is challenging my time management skills. How do I best balance my work with my relationship?
The age-old question, my girl.
Not a girl.
You should embrace your feminine, Tony.
I always have. That's why my nails are so pretty.
Are they, though?
They are. Wait, you can't hear me. I'm just a letter.
You responded. anyways, that being said.
Don't break the fourth wall. It's there for a reason, Marco.
I like the seventh wall. Oh, Lord. It's hard. Work, relationship, balance is tough. But I think the simplest answer is check in with your partner. What does he need from you? What would he like to see from you? How would he like to spend time with you? And I think that that's important. If you're tuned in to where he's at and what he wants from you, I think that that would be insanely helpful. I would venture to say, I don't know him, but I would venture to say that your partner recognizes how hard you've been working and the demands that this new job is putting on your person, right? But I would also venture to say that, and again, I don't know him, but I think that your partner could potentially, who knows, do a very good job of vocalizing what it is that they need at that time period. At any time period. And so I would challenge you to open up your ears, your ear holes, and do your best to meet them where they're at and what it is that they need and what they're saying. I think we as people have a very hard time like disconnecting ourselves from our reality versus another person's reality. So what they need versus what we want, kind of thing of that nature. And that is really the challenge of even just being in a relationship within itself. How can you like take yourself out of the equation and make sure that you're giving your partner what it is that they truly want or what they expected and being able to live in that moment? And so I would challenge you to check in with them, see what they need from you or what they expect from you or what they would like to see from you, and find a way to give them exactly what it is that they're looking for so that they feel like their cup is being filled with your partner juice. There you go. So that they feel like you're being a partner, and it might be something small, something super easy, or it might be something a little bit larger that
it's never something small. It's always a bit larger.
You're so proud of yourself for that too. Listener who I can't be talking to right now because you just wrote in.
I was just speaking into the wind.
Oh, yeah, right. but it might be, again, it might be something smaller, it might be something larger. So it's your job to figure that out and then see what it is. It might be something as simple as like, I just need for them to be there. And you just need to give them your time uninterrupted, and it feels cuddly and it feels cute and things of that nature. And it might be something a little bit bigger that's like, I need for them to like make me feel as though I am important and we need to feel like we're getting away, in which case a trip to Punta Cana is definitely super helpful. But who knows? You never know what they could say. And I think it's up to you to be able to tune into that and figure it out, because I think that is like super important. I'm so sorry, my dog is deciding to be very active right now and is like driving me crazy. Listener who is not,
they can't hear him.
This, yeah. But he's being a lot. But I hope that helps. Is there any follow-up emails or any questions that you might have, listener?
If there is, it went into the spam folder.
So that's a no, then.
I don't know. You're the one checking the email.
I don't know that he has any other questions or anything.
No, he doesn't.
Okay. But yeah, like I said, just take your time. Take your time. Tune in with him. Find out if he even cares. Mm. I think that's really important, too. Like, I've been super busy. I feel like I haven't been giving you enough time. Do you feel like I haven't been giving you enough time? And see where he's at with that whole situation. Mm. And then say, if I wanted to give you more time, what would that look like to you? Like, how would you feel? What would you want that to feel like? I mean, I think that could be super helpful. Because he might have a plan. And then, like I said, take yourself out of it. Take yourself out of it and understand that you have to give them exactly what it is that they're saying. If they're vocalizing and telling you exactly what it is that they need, give them exactly what they need. Don't give them your morphed version of it so that you can feel comfortable with it. Give them exactly what it is that they say. I think that could be super helpful. Good?
There you go.
Well, there it is. Ew. So here's my problem. I want for my husband, hi Critelli, I want for my husband to do a better job of taking care of his body.
Mm.
And I have asked and suggested in many different ways, and nothing is changing. And I do not want or expect for any lifestyle changes to change. You know, he enjoys drinking and having a good time that way. I do not expect for that to stop. He enjoys food and eating. I do not expect for that to stop. I just want for there to be a more healthy balance of working out and taking care of his body to drinking and eating ratio. And it is not happening. We have gym memberships. It's not happening. We're not going to the gym. He's not working out at home. Bought a ton of workout equipment that he doesn't use. Weights and things of that nature that he doesn't use. I've encouraged him. I've worked alongside him. I've challenged him. I've left him alone. I've shared some of my ideal body types. I've shared with him, how I do not expect for him to, you know, be participating in the next IFBB pro, you know, body beauty situation.
It's good because he doesn't know what that is.
I've shared all of these things with him just to let him know that that's not my expectation, but I do want for there to be a more healthy balance of life and health, and he just doesn't do it. And it's getting to the point where I believe it's the lack of effort that is a turnoff for me, not necessarily the aesthetics, but the lack of effort that is just a turnoff for me, and I don't know what to do about it. So any advice or guidance would be appreciated.
You can't make someone do something. You just can't. You can't motivate another person. You can't change their mind. It's just not possible. The only thing you can do, you can't change the script, but you can reset the stage. So if you do things differently, sometimes you can get other people to do things. So the encouragement hasn't worked, the backing off hasn't worked, but like, what about like engaging in activities regularly that you both do enjoy that could encourage that? Like preparing healthy meals together, or making it a point every night to go for a longer walk, or picking it even just one day where you both go to the gym together. You know, I remember the last time you wrote in, see what I did there? I remember the last time you wrote in, you had talked about how there was a time when it was successful, which was when you were preparing for your wedding. And so I wonder what was going on then that allowed it to work that you could replicate now. And that might be something to explore with your husband. But that's really the only advice that I can give you. Cause again, you can't like, you can't make somebody do something. You just can't. But again, there are things that you can do. And sometimes like even just what can I do to be supportive rather than like coming at somebody with what you think should or could work, maybe asking them what they think could work. And then if it doesn't work, asking again and revisiting and being like, well, that didn't work. Why do you think that failed? Can we try something else? What would something else look like? You know, you can definitely do that, but that's it. Like, I don't think you can change somebody else. I don't think you can motivate a person. I think motivation comes completely from within, in a human being. So I think that's part of it. I think that's all of it. I mean, I think that's the whole thing of it. Now, you know, COVID happening, that's a thing. The drinking increasing because of COVID happening, that's a thing. The lack of activity, not only because of COVID, but because now your husband doesn't walk anywhere for work. He just like gets in a car and goes somewhere as opposed to walking to the train, getting off the train, walking from the train to somewhere. Like that's like, you'd be amazed how many calories you burn just from walking. Like there are people who have their doctors, you know, will say like your weight is unhealthy. You have to do something. And literally they just get off one train stop earlier than their train stop and they lose weight. You know, so it can be, so that's a big piece that's probably missing. There's also activities, I think, that your husband enjoys engaging in that are cardio-related that haven't happened. So I think that, you know, that might be another, like, nice place to kind of try and take a look. Like, cycling, hiking, now that you have a car, that's more of a thing. You know, making, like, a whole day of it as opposed to just a you know, quick little trip. That can definitely be a part of it. I think, but yeah, ask what activities you can engage in and try them, just try them, you know, and some of them may not work. Some of them might, but even though that the seasons are changing and it's getting cooler, like don't let that stop you. You know, you can bundle up and go on a hike or a long walk. Like that's possible. You can bundle up and go on a bike ride. You know, that's possible. Yeah. You can't really do the swimming thing, but like you can still go like do some things at the gym. Like it's possible. Yeah, that's my advice. That's my guidance, sorry, because we don't give advice on this show.
Okay. Fascinating. Well, I think that's going to do it.
There you go.
There it is. Hey, babe. Is there something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals?
You mean besides you?
I'm not preventing you from achieving your goal. I am the goal.
You're interfering with my
happiness.
I am
the goal. Keep saying it with me. I am the goal.
I think you need therapy. And it's a good thing that we're going to talk about BetterHelp.com.
Well, did you know that BetterHelp will assess your needs, match you with your own licensed professional therapist, and that you can start communicating with the therapist in under 24 hours?
I did. And I know BetterHelp is not a crisis line or self-help. Rather, it's a professional counseling done securely online. The service is available for clients worldwide, and you can log into your account anytime and send a message to your counselor.
Yep, you'll get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions, so you won't ever have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room feeling embarrassed or ashamed.
It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available.
Yeah, so head to betterhelp.com/Cratellis. That's better, H-E-L-P, and join the over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. Relationship listeners get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/Cratellis.
BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today, and so do we. So check them out.
All right, so of course, before we get out of here, I've got some shits to put on your radars.
Ooh.
Yeah. First and foremost, I want to take a relationship break and thank a friend of ours that is more than a friend. He's practically family.
He's not practically family.
And someone who is so beyond talented and absolutely lovely and one of the most amazing human beings that I think we collectively know, someone who has been responsible for all of the amazing artwork that is a part of Relationship's Instagram page right now. So if you've scrolled through and have seen things overheard in the bathroom at the gay bar, it is because of this man that beautiful graphic exists on our Instagram stories as well as our grid. And that is the amazing talent of a friend of the podcast, family member to the Cratellis, Steve Lowe. Steve, thank you so much. Shout out to Steve, or Poppy Coco, as we like to call him, or Pookie, and all that good stuff.
He loves it when we call him Pookie.
Yes, we love it. Steve, we cannot thank you enough. You are a gem. You are an amazing human being, and you are so stupid talented. Everything that you have created is super appreciated, and we love you, and we thank you for doing this for us. You're a real relationship head, and we absolutely appreciate you. So thank you for doing that. So go check out our Instagram page right now. Give Things Overheard in the Bathroom at the Gay Bar all of the taps, because those taps are for Steve. We really appreciate that. So thank
Steve,
you,
Steve loves it when you tap him.
Steve loves to be tapped. He loves to be
tapped. Tap that, Steve.
Tap that, Steve. That is the first thing. The second thing, I'm going to keep reminding you hoes, head to podrelationship.com/shop right this second and go buy yourself a relationship t-shirt. They're so amazing. They're so comfortable. They're great for the shithead in your life. If you want to, you know, wear something that's fun and consistently think about me and Tony, now's your chance.
Because who doesn't want that?
Hello. I feel like I sold it right there with that whole sentence. So make sure you check that out. Head to the website, podrelationship.com/shop. There's a lot of shh in that. It's really hard.
Shh, don't tell people.
Relationship.com/shop. And make sure you buy a relationship t-shirt.
Succulent.
a signature relationship t-shirt right now. And purchase that
because they're
so amazing. We absolutely love them. So wear them. We wear ours. We want to see pictures of you because we think that it is, you know, wearing them because we want to highlight you, and we love the support that you give to us and the podcast. So go buy one right now, hoes. Right the second. Pause the podcast and do it. All right? Now that you're back, the last thing that I want to put on your radar is something that I pointed out a really long time ago, but haven't really talked about in a while, but need to, you know, bring back to your our radar. And that is, if you're on Spotify, go check out the Relationship Spotify. What is it called?
Playlist.
Playlists. There you go. Totally forgot a word right there. We have seasons 1, 2, and 3 up right now. Season 4 has not been created yet because, again, lazy bitch. But you can listen to seasons 1, 2, and 3. It's a really fun playlist. So if you're cleaning your house or, you know, you need a nice little sex mix to play, you know, we've got you covered with all of that fun stuff. So check it out. They're fun. It's fun playlists. So just head to Spotify, go into the search bar, search engine at the top, and then type in pod relationship, one word, and you will have the opportunity to check out our seasons 1, 2, and 3 playlists that are so much fun to listen to. And that, I think, is everything that I've got for you hoes.
Well, then that's going to do it for this week's episode.
Thanks for tuning in to the Relationship Podcast, part of the DNR Studios Network.
Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Pod Relationship. And don't forget to subscribe and rate us. And keep listening to season 4, The Quattro.
If you have any relationship situations that you'd like help with on an upcoming episode of the show, leave us a voicemail at 903-POD-SHIT. That's 903-763-7448. You can also email us at relationshipquestions@gmail.com or submit on our website, podrelationship.com.
Be sure to check out the Relationship blog on our website this Friday. I guess I'm using something. I don't know what it'll be. It'll be random.
Random, for sure. A special thank you to you all. We hope you enjoyed this special episode highlighting Critelli Crap, giving you a behind-the-scenes look at our relationship problems. If you are not a relationship patron, then make it happen right this very second. And for all our current Patreon members, also known as our shitheads, we love you and thank you for being a part of our lives. And that's it. That's all I got for you.
No, your other signature line.
Oh, Tony and I will harass your ears next week.
There you go. And remember to count your blessings, even with all the shit we've been through this year.